Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, 8:45, quarter to nine. Quickly to Joe Geruso, outgoing council member, District A. Who knows what the future holds for him? He's going to talk to us about the budget. I know you and Helena. Good morning, Joe. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
I know you and Helena Moreno, Mayor-elect Moreno, were on with Newell yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to listen because, quite frankly, I knew he was going to butcher the interview, and I thought it best for wait for me to talk to you this morning.
I understand. I'm glad at all the confidence you have in yourself.
Yeah. I hope Newell knows that I'm kidding, because otherwise I'm moving. Just so everybody knows. He did a great job. But for people that missed it, and you can go back and listen to it with the Odyssey Rewind feature. You know, I'm just a guy from Algiers, but it seems like originally, and it seems like, well, the first thing we're going to do is we got to see what do we have to spend, and then we got to figure out what do we need to spend it on? Is that pretty much the process here?
That is exactly what the process here. And here's the other thing. 1 minus 1 has to equal 0, too, mm-hmm. right? Like, the numbers have to line up. They have to make sense. And I think that's what Helena and her team have been really focused on over this period of time. And look, I made this point after we did WWL, we met with the paper, mm-hmm. and it's sort of amazing in my mind how much the mayor-elect and her transition team have done in 45 days, from fighting about whether or not we need a financial administrator, being able to be collaborative with state officials about what ought to happen next, getting the revenue anticipatory note, and rewriting the budget all within a short period of time is no easy task.
I know she's had a lot of help, but I got to tell you, just on a personal note, and I don't really know Helena Moreno. I think I met her once or twice, but this is an extraordinary person that is in control of all of this. It seems as though she's got it by the you-know-whats, and she's just taking it on and doing a great job with it. Am I missing something?
No, she's working incredibly hard, and I'm not just saying this because we're on radio right now. Mm-hmm. I would be more indifferent if I thought differently. I'll tell you this, too. We got an email, the transition team, about 10:30 at night, and Helena was responding at 2:45 in the morning with wow. substantive points. So, look, that means she's thinking about these things. She's working on it actively, and I think it's a really interesting combination, Tommy, of somebody who clearly has a philosophy and a way that she wants to do things, while at the same time understanding how you work with others to try and accomplish that.
What is that philosophy, Joe, as you see it?
I see it as a few things. I mean, the main one is it's quality of life. I mean, that's what she is entirely focused on. If you look at the departments that are getting overtime, the departments that either don't get cuts or the least amount of cuts, it's what do residents want to see? Residents want their streets to be safe. They want to know that DPW is working. They want to know that permits can be achieved and accomplished in short order. And I think the other thing, too, is an urgency, Tommy. Like, she understands that people have these problems and want them to be dealt with quickly and with somebody who cares and is going to show you that they care.
So how do you even go about triaging that? Because I know she is terribly concerned with quality of life, but if you got to start making cuts, how do you do that without affecting quality of life, unless there's a lot of low-hanging fruit that didn't affect the quality of life issues? Again, am I making stuff up or just pointing out the obvious?
No, I mean, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, there are
things making up
that
stuff?
Are worth... No, you're not this time.
All right.
But look, I think there are low-hanging fruit things.
Well played, counselor. Thank you.
Well, I try my best.
Yeah.
So there's low-hanging fruit things that she's trying to address right now and taking care of those things. And at the same time, just trying to be very strategic and surgical with the cuts. Look, the original budget that we got just called for a 30% cut across the board. Pretty much everybody is taking somewhere between a 30%, 20 and 30%.
That to me is nonsense because, again, going back to the conversation I had earlier, if you are running an auto repair shop and you need mechanics, well, why would you hire people to set up displays? That's not what you need. You need mechanics, right? You got to triage what you need, correct?
That's exactly right. And I think that's where the importance about where the cuts matter are, is if you know that you need laborers to fill potholes, you know you need people to process permits, we know that we need first responders on the streets, then that's where your priorities have to be, and everything else has to take a backseat. And look, I've had a ton of conversations with people who are, well, my program's being cut, or this is happening, or that, and it's everybody's being cut. The next Councilmember Morrell said yesterday, the next council will be furloughed. So it is everybody is going to have to feel this.
The what?
The next council will be furloughed along with non-essential personnel.
Meaning you'll receive one day's less pay a month or a week?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about the staff?
Here's what council members are going to have to decide. Are you going to reserve your pool so you don't have to furlough people? Or are you going to have to tell the team that we're going to furlough together? That's a decision the council member and their staffs are going to have to make together. But I think his point is well taken, which is if you're asking the mayor who's going to be furloughed, the CAO's office to be furloughed, other non-first responder personnel to be furloughed, and the council will also be furloughed. And look, that was the model during COVID as well. When Helena was president of the council, we were furloughed when the rest of the city was furloughed too, because it was important that we show that we're doing the same things as we're asking the other personnel inside City Hall to do too.
I think she's doing a remarkable job so far. I'm asking people right now, 504-260-1870. Tell me what you think of the job Mayor-elect Helena Moreno is doing, because I don't know what else she could do. I want to talk to you when we come back, Joe, about ways to raise revenue or cut services or maintain services. I know she's talking about maybe an increase in collection sanitation fees, but I don't know how you can do that and then enhance collection services as well, because it seemed like you're right back to where you started. But we'll see. 852 traffic.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
WWL. 8:57 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Joe, is the mayor-elect Moreno, is she, or have you all discussed any revenue-raising measures to try to bring more money in?
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the things that's part of the plan already is we right now only have 15 people who are writing tickets for parking, and most times it's closer to 45 or 60. If you go to that number and you hire 50 more people, it should generate about $21 million in revenue a year. She's plugged in seven this year. So, you know, that's one of those small things, again, to your point about hiring people in the right places that generate the value is something she's going to be focused on.
Those are city employees, Joe, or is that contracted out?
No, these are city employees.
Okay.
Another one she mentioned yesterday is a $20 per rider fee for carnival parades only. I think we all know there's a lot of junk and things that happen during Mardi Gras. And as somebody who rides myself, after considering my dues, $20 to make sure the streets are cleaned up and the barricades are put up and all the things are being done is a pittance compared to what I pay anyway. So I don't think people who ride should have much of a problem with that. And then the last thing she mentioned yesterday, you mentioned, is a sanitation fee. And I think she's trying to figure out what the right level of that ought to be in their services that people would get in return.
You know, a lot of places, they only collect it once a week. And I think the thought process is, as long as you collect it, people will continue to make garbage. And if you don't collect it, then maybe they'll cut back a little bit on how much garbage you make. Thoughts?
We'll see what happens.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Joe. A pleasure as always. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, you and the family. And, yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tommy.
You bet.
Take care.
We'll talk to Jeff Nowak when we come back, WWL Saints sideline reporter, get an update on the kicking game, the red zone woes, and more. And we'll also talk about fire safety, not just frying turkeys, but as the weather cools off, space heaters and all that stuff.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.